The Mr. Beast era of YouTube has corrupted everything. So don't be surprised that you're getting paid. You should be surprised that you're getting underpaid. Oh, Elon, look at me. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg, look at me. A lot of people are trying to copy the blueprint. We can't copy and paste the blueprint because it won't work again. What's going on, guys? It's Adam Wafe here, and in today's video, I am currently in my camper van. This is the van that I have done up with my girlfriend. We have literally spent so much time sanding the floors, painting the cabinets, you know, hanging up all these cool frames, putting up the lights. You know, we've literally spent a lot of time living in here and also doing a lot of fun stuff in here. So so it's actually nice to just sit down and update you lot on my life currently. Obviously, I've been on YouTube for time. It's literally like 10 plus years that I've been on YouTube. Obviously, not as consistent as a few other YouTubers, but I've literally been trying. Okay, yeah, at least you can give me that. And I'm back as well. Like, I'm always back. I'm never just like a cat that goes away and abandons you. Do you know what I mean? Not a personal issue, but you know, it was one of those things. I come back basically like a boomerang. Boomerang, that's what I'm like. Anyways, waffling on. Gosh, I've missed talking. But yeah, I thought I'd do a nice update video for whoever cares. I don't even know where this YouTube algorithm takes me these days. I don't know who's watching or who even sees it. As you can see, it's bloody cold in here. Cost of living crisis, literally. It's just, well, I'm in the van, do you know what I mean? And the van's got a couple problems, so I thought I'd go into the van. So it's one of those things. It's not as bad as it looks. I mean, I know it's it looks like I'm struggling real hard in here, but the van life isn't always as warm as you think. I mean, I know I've shown you quite a few Ibiza clips of us in the van, but this is literally the reality in the UK. It is cold, and obviously I can put on the heater. Got a diesel heater down there. I've got a generator pumping me the electricity right now because the car's not on. But when the car's off, I don't use any of its power, so I'm using a generator, and that's why it's still cold, because I haven't got any heater on right now. So see, the things I'm doing for this YouTube video, a lot of YouTubers these days have such high production, you know, high value, high costing production value. I mean, I am sat in my van with like no heating, but you know, this is how we got it done back in the day. I just set up my camera, I set up the microphone, and it's just me and the camera and the microphone, and I'm just chatting. And I think a lot of YouTubers and a lot of people have lost their roots. They've lost where we've come from. Do you know what I mean? We used to be people in our bedrooms just making videos. Now we've become these corporations that we didn't want to be in the first place. Like, the whole reason I became a YouTuber was literally to not work a 9-to-5 under the thumb of a big corporation. And then we've all me, because I'm in a van. I have revolted. I'm part of the resistance. I'm not going to conform to going into an office. Why have we gone from our houses back to an office? And the funny thing is like, YouTubers now have like a team of 10 or 20 or 30 managing their channels. Like, why is it now? Why is it big corp? Do you know what I mean? I don't like that. Now, I get to scale something, you have to take on more people. But I mean, you then lose your roots of what it is. You can simplify the process. Like, not everyone has to do what they're doing currently right now. But this gets me into deeper things that I could talk about in the future, but it's a bit more complicated. But I feel like, you know, the Mr. Beast era of YouTube has corrupted everything. Everyone feels like they need to have lots of money, they need to spend lots of money, everything needs to be flashy and over engaging and short and snap, 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 snap. We need to snap out of it. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, I get, since the last few years have kind of shuffled up the cards and it's made everyone a bit confused as to what's going on, and short attention spans, we can't really, you know, focus on celebrities anymore because of the culture of that's dead, basically. You know, who cares anymore? No one cares. Do you care? I don't care. But you might not even care what I'm saying right now, but that doesn't even matter. Do you know what I'm saying? Because that's the whole point. Who cares? There are so many little podcast clips of people talking about how much money they're making on YouTube or in Instagram or TikTok or any of these things, and it's like, there's always been money. This is what happens when you have a service. You get paid for a service. Now everyone's excited that they're getting paid for their service. You know, it's just like any job. It's a job now, and people are so surprised that they can make YouTube videos and make money, or TikToks and make money. it is an exchange for something. You can't be surprised that you are getting paid when you're literally exchanging your face, your value, your worth, your tongue, your speaking for companies for free or for gifting or commission. You're not doing it for money, or you might be doing it for money, you might be doing it for views. So you're always exchanging something. So don't be surprised that you're getting paid. You should be surprised that you're getting underpaid, because that is the real issue. Okay, so I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been doing this for 10 years, right? And people are getting, you know, compensated for their time now, which is great. And people can do it from anywhere. Do you know what I mean? I'm in a van right now and it doesn't look like one. There we go. We've made progress. But the thing that people, and my message to new creators and to people that have just started out in this industry, is to make sure to remember your worth. Now, if you've never really had to value or determine what your worth is, which is a fair thing, you've got to remember that you have worth literally as you, from the moment you're born. You literally have worth from the moment you're born. So you've got to remember that. That doesn't mean that you can charge £1 million straight away, but it means that you've just got to remember that you're not worth pennies. Even if someone's told you you're worth pennies, you, the fact that you've got to the point of wanting to create something means you're worth more than pennies. So you've got to remember your worth in this industry. Even though people might give you things for free, meet people might send you places for here, you know, and you might get a meal here for free, don't, remember not to get sucked into it, because you know you should always be weary of a free meal, you know, because it's like, what's the catch? Do you know what I mean? So and when you're in it for a long 10 years, you've got to remember things change, you change, you might not even want to be on the internet in 10 years time. So remember what you're putting out there. I know it's exciting that you could hit the jackpot of TikTok, like lucky dip, do you know what I mean? The TikTok lottery is there, and you can one day wake up and you've got 1 million followers and 1 million emails from brands, all your favorite brands messaging you, like Stardust, do you know what I mean? Oh, we can send you this. Watch out for it all, do you know what I mean? Remember, you are the thing that's worthy. If you suddenly get like a viral video, remember, it's your stuff. Don't suddenly allow everyone to, you know, put it on their page or just copy and paste it here. And you know, you've got to stand your ground as creators. Because I think a lot of people are like excited that they have more control over their life and what they can create and get paid for it also. You know, in 9-to-5 jobs, it's very limiting. So you can't really have the freedom to do what you want. If you were to go home and make a video in your work gear, you could get fired. Do you know what I mean? So it's one of those lives where it's not very easy to do in the real world. But if you do it online and you have online money, you know, things seem a little bit more in your favor. But this doesn't mean it fully is. Now, back in the day when I used to make videos for Facebook, TikTok, Vine, YouTube, and I used to just post. I didn't make any pre-ideas of what it was. You know, I didn't actually think of what the algorithm wanted, or if I was in a 200 club, or if I was in a 300 club, or if my views would get anything, or if I'd even get money. We didn't know. We would just be ourselves and then post. Be ourselves and then post. Be ourselves and then post. And that was the secret to the success of all of us founding YouTubers that started the whole momentum of this, is that we literally were ourselves and then we posted. Do you know what I mean? It's that was, there was no how we did it. And I think because we did it so authentically at the start, a lot of people are trying to copy the blueprint. We can't copy and paste the blueprint because it won't work again. So like, obviously you're getting a load of people saying, this is how they did it, this is how Mr. Beast did it, this is how KSI did it, this is how the Sidemen do it, Beta Squad did it, and then we got to copy their format. But it's not going to work like that, because you're an individual, you're someone new. And the worst thing is that people have now got themselves trying to create stuff for robots, AI, bloody algorithms, do you know what I mean? You're making content for software rather than people. And when you make content for software rather than people, you're not going to reach any people, because it's, you're making it for algorithms, do you know what I mean? You're like, what would the algorithm want? What's a hook that I can get people in? What can I do to manipulate the system? It's very calculated. And if you were to be like that in person to anyone, no one's going to want to talk to you. If you were like a weird, manipulative, calculated, selective thing, and you're not really being your authentic self, no one's going to really like that. So you've got to remember that the online world is still the real world. You just because you fool one person doesn't mean you can fool the world. And this is where a lot of influencers have got mixed up. You've got to remember that you just got to be yourself. How you treat your family is how you treat your online world. How you treat your friends is how you treat your online world. You don't separate it like some alter ego. And a lot of influencers and YouTubers have said, oh, well, they have a different name for their channels or anything. But that creates a two split personality. So who are you? Do you know what I mean? I guess people, they say, oh, I want to have a, you know, private version for my friends and family. But it's like, but then who are you showing us? I guess it's an act, but... We, us YouTubers and influencers, came into this game to be authentic rather than fake. And now that all of these people are saying they have all these, you know, fake identities and alter egos that are, you know, the thing that make them money. That's TV. And now you're getting filmed by loads of people. It's just TV. You know, I get people who are like, oh, YouTubers are pushing boundaries and breaking numbers. But you're not. You're making a team of people, you know, creating a production company and now doing what Netflix do. It's no different. I mean, the only thing that stood out at the start was us, one person suddenly getting loads of, you know, attention and traction from their one person doing the editing and the one person doing the filming. It's like, what, you did that all yourself? And you got all of the response? Wow, we're really proud of that. But now it's like, wow, let's see a team of 100 people curate this video that's like a TV Netflix production. It's like, it's arrogant, it's narcissistic, it's the front end of capitalists. These YouTubers have become the oligarchs that we hate, we don't like, because they have become money driven, money hungry, and they're also just flirting with other people that have money. They're like, oh, Elon, look at me. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg, look at me. It's like now they've become the people that we don't like. And this is, they're all pretending and cosplaying working class and cosplaying, you know, other things, but it's all a lie. So we've got to strip it back and come back to the authenticity. Now, I know I'm going on a tangent, a little rant, but it's always got to be a rant. When do we ever get change when no one raises their voice? Do you know what I mean? I get you can go, guys, I know you like your money, and I know you want to talk about in podcasts how much you're getting paid and how much you're in the 1% tax bracket, but that can change overnight, Mush. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's chatting on YouTube like it can't change overnight, and all these podcasters that are well set for life. The thing is, these guys have got to remember everything full cycles. Just because you have it now doesn't mean you'll have it forever. You've got to remember to let go. It's not, but just because you think you're on top now doesn't mean you'll be on top forever. This is what I'm saying. Most of these influencers and TikTokers and YouTubers are in their own sort of fantasy land where they think the world goes around them. And it doesn't work like that. So I think there's going to be an awakening. This is the reason why a load of people are fighting. Like, why are the boxing scene has suddenly come right up? I get why people are showing their masculine energies. They're going from boys to men, making their fathers proud that they can punch men in the face and they can get a victory over innocent other men. Do you know what I mean? That is a fair enough thing. It's been going on for thousands of years. I mean, we've literally been doing it since the Colosseum days. Do you know what I mean? We rich people have always loved to watch other people fuck each other up without actually being the person that gets hit. So where's the money coming from? Do you know what I mean? So it comes from the top. All of these rich guys are just funding people to fight, just like the Colosseum days. History repeats. Do you know what I mean? It's nothing new. I mean, if you look at any history, but you go back, they've always got people fighting. So all YouTubers now jumped over to boxing because they're not getting the money anymore, because they can't copy and paste ideas. They can't clickbait people forever. They're in debt because they overexert themselves back in the day. So now they're having to box and sacrifice their health for money. That sounds absolutely ludicrous. Ludicrous. Leave the boxing for the boxers. Why don't the actual boxers who have had, you know, the hardships throughout their life, you know, maybe want to escape some certain aspects of their life or recovering from certain things, you know, addictions, bad past, or even a good life and they want to fight, do you know what I mean? But those people who have done it for years and they are hungry for it and that check, they're ready for the transformation life check, they should get the fights, they should get the TV, I didn't mind watching it. Do you know what I mean? A nice boxing match. But now all the YouTubers have to go and steal all the money everywhere else. Do you know what I mean? Greedy, greedy people. But then again, how can you not expect it from all these people that have turned into the people that are literally politicians? They're just greedy and hungry and rip off working class people for a living. It's absolutely ludicrous. So with all of this said and all of this off my chest, I feel like we should all kind of come back to the original meaning and reason of why we started to do all this. And that's because creativity is a nice thing to do. It's not because we want to end up putting a 5-minute ad break in this video. It's because we like to do it. We have to do it. It comes out of us. Like, I make music because I have to just get it out of me. I make art because it comes out of me. I speak on YouTube camera for 10 years because I have to do it. It just comes out of me. I don't, like, it's not because of money. I just need to do it. It's my environment's made me do it. I do it. Like, it just comes out of me and it's nice to do. It shouldn't be a thing of, why am I doing this for money? Or, where's my viral moment? It's not the whole thing. It's like going in a new job and going, where's my promotion? Where's my promotion? Where's my promotion? And you've only done like 6 months. Do you know what I mean? You've got to slow down, and all of this money isn't unlimited in this scene. Everyone's so obsessed. This consumed people in its own psychosis bubble where everyone's like focused on money and attention and followers, and money and attention and followers and live streams and whoring out the world for views. So we've got to all real take a look at ourselves and realize what's going on, because we're going so far into humanity that you've got to just step back and remember your values, remember what's going on, stay true to yourself, because it's a long road to success. It's not an instant thing. Okay. But I just realised that this has gone from a little update video to me going on an absolute rant, but I just needed to say it because it's one of those things that people need to hear. So yeah, so that's my opinion on the state of everything right now. I mean, the world's already going into a weird place where they want to send us to World War III. So, you could already say it's probably World War X at this point. I mean, who's counting history? We've all come so far in this weird repeated cycle of let's kill people and then let's heal, and then let's kill people and let's like chill, and it just completely goes round in a loop, and we've all got to stop the wars. So enough said. I don't need to go into what's happening right now. We just all need to calm down. We're all very hyper, we're all very agitated and angry, and you know, and things are hard. The cost of living crisis is crisising, you know what I mean? There's lots of hard things going on, and it's not easy for people, and that's the thing. People have got to stay very, very strong-minded, because there's going to be influence here, influence there, opinion here, opinion there. Blame it on them coming here, doing that, taking this, stealing that. It's, you know, you've got to remember to think for yourself and actually think about what's happening. Don't be fear-mongered by what's happening on the news or outside, or your neighbour, or what your, you know, paranoid uncle's saying. Just think for yourself, and then it will all come together. It's the same with the content creation, do you know what I mean? You've got to just think for yourself and make the things for yourself and just do things for ourselves these days. We're too dependent on systems of other people and other things. This is where we get our true personal power, is where we take back, you know, all of these things we've given to other people and just let ourselves start to think and digest what's happening in the world. Not drinking has done me wonders in life, so I continued not drinking. And it just gives me mental clarity. I mean, every day when you live in a society that's stressful, if you're drinking, it makes it even more draining and even more consuming. You know, you can't get out of a system. So why would you drink and just drown yourself in this sort of self-loathing pit? And that's where I was back in the day. So now I feel like I'm able to get up and think and, you know, feel active and think correctly and really calculate what's going on around the world. Do you know what I mean? And not even my world, the actual world, because we're very self-absorbed in this Western society. Just us. But you get to see what's happening in the world, and it gives you this sort of inspiration to want to go out there and see things and talk to people and learn new things. So that's what's happened to me now after not drinking. It's given me this kind of oomph for life again. And it's a beautiful thing, because you kind of don't feel like you could ever recover from being in a loop. But once you stop being in that loop, you continue and you're fine. And that's one of the best things I could say, is that you end up fine after, you know, giving away all these bad habits, and you can enjoy life. There are things out here that are enjoyable. You can, even though these are harsh things happening, it's always happened. You've got to remember history. Get yourself lost in some books and history, because then you'll realize that these things have always happened. So you don't have to be scared, because things always resolve. It's not like this is the first crisis that is happening. It's always been happening. So you've just got to make sure that every day that your breakfast, lunch and dinner can happen and arrive at a smooth way without it having to be a stressful day. And of course there are scenarios that are making everything harder, but when the summer comes and everything's lighter and everything's, you know, stronger, and you feel, you know, warmer and everything's more enjoyable, you'll realize that you got through the worst of it, and then you can carry on and carry on doing that each year. So that's my advice for the people out there. I don't know if anyone needed it, but I always have these sort of, you can call them downloads, but I just think, do you know what I mean? I just let things come to me and I let them out. Just let it out. Just let it out, baby. But yeah, so I'm off to Thailand with my girlfriend very, very soon, and I cannot wait just to go and experience that lifestyle out there. I've seen so many videos on it, and I'm so excited to get out to Thailand. Of course, we're going to make lots of content whilst we're out there, so make sure to stay subscribed and to check out our TikTok page, which we have together. It's called Digital Hippie Agency, and you can go over there. It's a nice page where we upload a different, you know, the internet world and the mix of the real world, because we want to merge the two. So it's a nice way of seeing our lifestyle through that page, so you can go over there if you want to. And I've also got a podcast page called The Facts Only Podcast, where I talk only facts, apparently. But yeah, I'm everywhere. I try and be everywhere, but I haven't really broken through yet, but we'll see. But yeah, so we're going to go over to Thailand. I'm going to make a full video on all of that when we get nearer to the time. But let me know your thoughts and comments down below on what I've been speaking about today, because it's been nice getting this off my chest. But anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's video. And if you did, please give it a cheeky thumbs up and share it around your friends. And I will see you in my next video. Peace out.